Well, one of our favorite stories is tracking the migrating snow geese heading to Canada through Vermont. We play it every Thanksgiving. It's lovely. But apparently not so much when they reach Canada, where the booming population of the fluffy white birds is creating an environmental disaster. And it's partially thanks to decisions made by farmers in the American Midwest. Christopher Husted of Here Now contributor Harvest Public Media explains.
It's snack time for thousands of snow geese in these fields of rice and wheat in northeast Arkansas. Researcher Drew Fowler recorded this video last year as part of a research project.
Birds have grown exponentially and almost now to a concern that they're causing a destruction to their tundra breeding grounds.
Snow geese are migratory. They spend spring and summer breeding in chilly Canada, then overwinter in the Gulf Coast marshlands, munching on wetland plants. The grueling journey to the Gulf can be more than 5,000 miles.
But now that agriculture exists in the form of rice, in the form of winter wheat and corn, really, as you move anywhere further north of Arkansas, it's allowed these birds to, instead of taking a long leap type migration, to make a stepping stone type migration.
Over the last few decades, Midwest farmers have plowed up prairies to plant corn and wheat. So now that Midwest flyway back to Canada, it's like one long buffet line filled with grain left over from harvest. That's resulted in an explosion in the snow geese population, from a little less than a million in the 1960s to upwards of 13 million snow geese today. Mark Vertiska is the waterfowl program manager with Nebraska Game and Parks Commission. He says the birds have shifted their migration pattern to take advantage of the food supply in the state's rainwater basin area.
Historically, the rainwater basin region, for example, in the 70s and early 80s and so forth, you didn't see a whole lot of snow geese in that region. 20 years later, in like 2001, we estimated 7 million snow geese in the rainwater basin region that one year.
But there's a problem. When the birds show up in the Arctic and subarctic breeding grounds along Canada's Hudson Bay, there's so many of them. They're devouring plant resources. Jim Leflore is a waterfowl biologist for Canadian Wildlife Service.
In areas where we've seen a lot of damage along the coast, for example, James Bay, Hudson Bay, it's pretty obvious that there's less food available to birds that are there than what used to be there.
Leflore says in some instances, the voracious snow geese are mowing down all vegetation, which means no food for shorebirds like the sandpiper.
If shorebirds, for example, are occupying some of these same habitats and the snow geese are wiping out or negatively affecting some of these habitats, then there's a potential that shorebirds or other species will decline in response to this large population of geese.
And that could throw off the whole ecosystem. To manage the population, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service relaxed hunting regulations on geese in 1999, and some farmers have opened up their property to outfitters looking for prime hunting grounds. Researchers say that's helped slow the rate of goose population growth, but numbers still remain high. Drew Fowler with the University of Missouri has been trying to figure out why. Every year, he collects dead geese for research. Today, he's outside shaving the feathers off the birds at the South Farm Research Center in Columbia, Missouri. He has to get to the body so he can measure each bird's protein and fat content. White feathers float through the air like it's a cinematic pillow fight.
It's like a little miniature beauty salon.
He thinks that hunting may actually not be that effective. Hunters, he says, might only catch weaker birds, less likely to breed.
It's not just the few number of birds that we're shooting that's making the conservation order not effective in reducing population size, but it's also that we're probably shooting the wrong type of bird.
At the end of the week, Fowler will have processed nearly 500 birds. He says he hopes conservation groups and wildlife agencies can use the information to figure out a better way to manage growing numbers of snow geese before more damage is done. For Here and Now, I'm Christopher Husted.